From my old life you forgave me. You've cleansed and made me whole. You touch my heart, change my soul. Now I know I need you so, Papa God. Touch my heart, you change my soul. Now I know I need you so. Oh, aren't you glad you've got a Papa this morning? Touch my heart, you change my soul. Now I know I need you so, Papa God. One more time. How many of you know that we are a needy people this morning? We need a Savior. Aren't you glad you've got one? Somebody say praise the Lord. Turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Sunday morning. What a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord. Brethren, place some more of that. say praise the Lord. Oh, you can beat that. My goodness gracious. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him one more hand clap of praise this morning if you love him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated this morning while we look at our prayer request. If you would, I want you to remember our grandchildren this morning, Andy and Jennifer's three children, Emma, Drew, and Tucker, all have contacted some kind of a virus, just running a fever, throwing up. Emma and Tucker are on the mend, but Drew is still very sick, and I know that seemed like that's going through the congregation and schools and different places, so let's pray that this virus will get out of here. Brother Samuel Schuffer has a praise report. He wants to thank the Lord, and we just praise God for his testimony this morning. Brother Carter Lawson says to remember Ariana in your prayers. She is throwing up, running a temperature. She's 17 months old, so we want to pray for that need today. Also, Brother Carter Lawson says he wants to thank the Lord for answering a prayer for me. I came through the prayer line in the deliverance meeting and got them to pray for my disability. I was approved in less than 2 months. My God is awesome, and he supplies all of my needs, and we want to praise the Lord for that this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Urgent unspoken prayer request for an infant this morning. Let's just commit that unto the Lord as we pray. Brother Barry English, a respiratory illness. The Lord knows all about his need. We'll commit that to the Lord. Want to pray for Sister Yvetta Collins. She is sick, unable to be in the service today. Let's pray for that need. Sister Christine Baker, sister, please pray for my brother, Gary Lyons, who will be operated on Tuesday. It is a very serious operation. Thank you for your prayer, so let's remember that. Want to pray for Sister Linda and grandson, Timothy. They're both homesick. Let's remember that need this morning. Also, want to remember our pastor in prayer this morning, Brother Donnie, as I believe with Brother Fred Mullins in the services there in South Carolina. Let's just pray for his strength, that the Lord would give him strength to them to just, I know they're going to pull on the gift that the Lord has placed in his life. Let's just pray that the Lord would give him strength, and may he give the congregation strength this morning. Brother Danny Torres says to please pray for Teresa Reyes having cataract surgery tomorrow. So let's remember that need as we pray. This from Carrie Ruth Sister Carrie says to please remember her father in prayer. He's battling chronic leukemia. He was admitted to the hospital on Thursday evening, according to my sister. His lab work came back showing that he has enlarged lymph nodes throughout his abdomen and chest. Apparently, the chronic leukemia has evolved into lymphoma. My dad is not a Christian. I would greatly appreciate your prayers for his salvation and healing. Thank you, and may God bless Sister Carrie from Des Moines, Iowa. So we certainly want to pray for that need as we pray. Certainly want to continue to pray for Brother Homer Longoria, his family, the church family, as they go through this time in their lives, that the Lord would just be mindful of them and give them peace in their hearts and be with them during this time. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need this morning, something you'd like for this group to pray about, how many of you know we're serving a prayer-answering God? You believe that with all your heart. Could we stand together this morning, Brother Daniel, if you'll come, lead us to the Lord in prayer this morning over these prayer requests. We'll just commit these things unto the Lord. All of our visitors, let us say this. We want to welcome you to the service today. Glad to have all of you here. Those that are streaming this service today, we certainly appreciate all those folks. Pray this service will be a great blessing to those folks as well. Now, if you're planning on coming to the Fall Festival, I believe that's this coming Friday night. They're still needing helpers, cleanup crews especially, people to man different areas in preparing the food and different things. You're probably going to be a big crowd there. So if you've not signed up and would care to do that, there are still some vacancies to do that over in the library. Okay? God bless you. Appreciate this little guy right here, don't we? Amen.
Amen. It's camp meeting time. Amen. You know, 15 years ago today, in New York, we lost over 3,000 people, I guess, in a terrorist attack. We had, 156 or 57,000 people last night. You know, if that were to happen here, where would we be at this morning? And you know, it's God that keeps us from day to day. Amen. We can't make it without Him. And I'm so glad that He's my shepherd. Amen. Let's take our needs to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, oh, how we thank You for letting us be in this service today. Thank You for the power of the Holy Ghost, for Your presence that we feel even now, Heavenly Father. God, we thank You for this church and this congregation. God, we pray now that You'll move in this service. God, that You'll move for the needs of the people. Each one of these requests, God, that I hold in my hand, I pray in the name of Jesus that You'll intervene for them, God. Lord, I pray for the one that lost their life last night in Boone's Creek that was in the car accident. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll watch over that family. God, we pray for our pastor, Brother Donnie, wherever he might be today, that You'll bless him. Keep Your hand upon him. Pray for our ministers, God, that's out on the field preaching the gospel. God, we pray that You give them souls for the harvest. Now, God, we know the time is short. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll help us, Lord, that we'll work while it is yet day. God, we pray for Brother Timothy today as he preached the word. God, thank You for the word that we hear last night. God, we pray now that You take charge of this service. God, that Your Holy Ghost will move. We'll give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor, we want to welcome you, all of you. We do have some visitors here, and wherever you're from, God bless you. We're so glad to have you. Let's sing a song this morning, I Never Shall Forget the Day. I heard Brother Branham say just a while ago, everywhere that Jesus showed up, there was some noise. Some of it wasn't good. Some of it was critical. Some didn't believe, but there was some noise going on. I trust we're believers here this morning. Let's make some noise for the Lord this morning. Is that all right? Give me one more hand clap of praise. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It made me happy, glad, and free. I'll sing and shout it. Everything to me, I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It made me happy, glad, and free. I'll sing and shout it, praise everything to me. Years ago, went out in sin, I had no hope. No peace within, down on my knees, in agony. I cried to Jesus and He gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. My feeble steps, He comes to God. When trials come, He comforts me. Through Him or sin, I know I have the victory. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul roll away. It made me happy. Sing and shout, for He's everything to me. Oh, sinner, come to Jesus now, and at His dear feet, just humbly bow, confess to Him your every sin. He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within. All
burdens of my soul roll away. He made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul roll away. He made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me.
Hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad that was a day in your life when things turned around? When you done a 180, aren't you glad about it? Are you glad something got a hold of you? Are you glad you had a life-changing experience? You could go to a lot of places this morning. Come as you are, leave as you came. No big deal. You just, it's a place to come, and we're just going to have church. And we're going to get an offer. We're going to get some money. We're going to tell you how good you are. We're going to tell you everything's pie in the sky. Around here, it's a rugged gospel. But I'm going to tell you what, it's shaping us, it's molding us, it's cutting off all the rough edges, it's getting us ready for a body change. That's what we're here for. And not just to be told how beautiful we are, how good we are, how everything's just fine and dandy. We're here to get ready to leave. We're here to get ready to do a body change. You better sing that third verse one more time. I don't believe he's done singing yet, can you? Sing that one more time, buddy.
Oh, sinner, come to Jesus now, and at His dear feet, just humbly bow. Confess to Jesus your every sin. He'll save and cleanse you, give you joy and peace within.
I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated this morning. We're going to work three songs in. Brother Justin Reagan got us a song. Brother Joel Brown, come on the platform. You be getting ready to sing. And Brother Timothy Pruitt's daughter, Ariana, is that her name? Adriana, ever what it is, she knows who she is. She's going to give us a song this morning. And the word just got leaked out that Brother Timothy Pruitt is an excellent singer. And he's going to be either before or after he ministers this morning, give us a song. Heard him sing on tape, but somebody requested that he sing. So I told him there was enough evidence to convict him of being a singer. So he's going to sing for you this morning, either before or after. So we're just going to have a good time here. This is the best place you're going to be all day long. This is the best place. Give our singers a nice hand as they get ready to sing.
Somebody requested I sing a song. I'm about as nervous as I can be because it's probably one of the hardest songs I've ever sung. But I pray it's a blessing to somebody. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. all search for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out by the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, well, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, well, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, well, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, well, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, well, he's a chain breaker. Or save it, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, well, he's a chain breaker.
He broke some of mine. Amen. The beauty is he's still breaking them. Amen. God bless you. I want to do something a little different as far as what I normally say, but I want to dedicate this to a very special person in my life, who, my wife. This song is special to us, and she had a birthday yesterday, and she turned even more beautiful. That's my queen. Amen. Amen. I'll never forget standing in this very spot, somewhere right up here. I put a request out years ago. If anybody sees Sister Brown, tell her I'm looking for her. And now you all know her. God bless you. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bound my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looks beyond all my faults and saw my need. I'm in trouble because I started too high. And let's go lower. Amen. Amen. God's good, isn't he? And it's good I dedicated it to her because she knows all my mistakes. Amen. I shall forget. Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that calmed my falling soul. He looked beyond all my faults and he saw my sin. Sing it with me. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where he bled and he gave all of himself for me. Yeah. How marvelous the grace that called my thoughts and he saw my need. We'll sing it again. I shall forever lift mine eyes up to Calvary, bloodstained, to view that wonderful, magnificent cross where Jesus gave everything that he had for this old boy. How marvelous the grace that called my falling soul. He looked way down through time, and even though he knew I had some faults, he still died for me. Hallelujah.
It's not home where men sell their souls, and the taste of power is sweet. Where wrong is right and neighbors fight, while the hungry are dying in the streets. Where kids are abused and women are used, and the weak are crushed by the strong. Nations gone mad, Jesus is sad, and I don't belong. I don't belong, and I'm going someday home to my own native land. I don't belong, and it seems like I hear the sound of a welcome home band. I don't belong. place ain't home, and I don't belong. Don't belong. But while I'm here, I'll be living like I've nothing to lose. And while I breathe, oh, I'll just believe my Lord is gonna see me through. I won't be deceived by earth's make-believe. I'll close my ears to her siren song. By praising his name, I'm not ashamed, because I don't belong. I don't belong, and I'm going someday home to my own native land. I don't belong, and it seems like I hear the sound. Kingdom of peace, where only love is the law, where children lead and captives are freed, and my God becomes a baby on the straw, where dead men live and rich men give their kingdoms to buy back a song, where sinners like me become royalty, and where we'll all belong. Yes, I I don't belong.
Amen. Certainly appreciate her songs this morning. All three of them were just great, weren't they? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand this morning. It's time for Brother Timothy Pruitt to come and bring us the word of the Lord. How many of you enjoyed the service here last night? Just a tremendous time in the Lord. And we're just looking forward to what God would have for us today. Pray for our brother. God will give him strength as we enjoy the message today. Let's sing a little chorus as he gets ready to come. Let the worshipers arise. It's time to arise. It's time to rise and shine. It's time to let your testimony be made known to the whole world. Is that right? Amen. People say, well, it don't really matter what I think or what I say, but it really does. Because if you don't say nothing, it's a vote for whatever they're appropriating. I'm against a lot of things. I'm going to say it too. How about you? In the right way? After I bust their face? No, I just... We're just kidding. I got that from him. But let's sing this chorus this morning. It's great to be a Christian. I'm glad to be living in this world at this present time, being a son of God, a believer of this end time message. Does it mean the world to you? Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise this morning. Sing the verse first. Amen. Let's sing this morning.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand. I want to be standing by your side, holding your hand.
Oh, yes, we do.
So let your kingdom come. Lord, let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and his daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing.
Surrendering to Him? Is He your all in all? Your everything? Amen. I guess we got something wrong here. Amen. Says it's all working. I don't know. Better? Nothing. It died. Amen. How about now? Yeah, we could use it.
He don't know this, but I'm going to go ahead and say this while I've got you here. Brother Jimmy Babb probably got adoption papers already filled out. We don't want you to go home and tell Brother Tim. There'll probably be a moving van with you.
get all your stuff, and bring you and your family. Would you like to have them here?
Amen. Mercy. Well, praise the Lord. So, I don't know about this singing, but we're going to try it. Key of C. It is well with my soul. Is it well with your soul this morning? Amen. When you're on the winning side, you can't help but be at peace and rest to know that He has it all in control. Amen. Amen. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with. Though Satan should buffet, let's sing that verse. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, oh, let this blessed assurance control. Oh, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is well. Yes, it is well. Oh, with my soul. Yes, it is well. It is well, oh, with my soul, my sin, oh, the bliss. Oh, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. Oh, my sin, not in part, oh, but the whole. It is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my soul, it is well. It is well. With my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. Oh, my sin, not in part, oh, but the whole. Cross, and I bear, oh, who the Son has set free, oh, praise the Lord, yes, praise the Lord, oh, my soul, yes, it is well, hallelujah, with my soul. Say that this morning, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah, it is well with my soul. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 13. Amen. Just good to be with you once again. Amen. And in the house of the Lord, we're here to put our shoulder to the wheel. Amen. To push it down the road a little further. It's almost going home time. Signs of the time are near. The Lord is drawing near, and we know where we're at on the roadmap because we received a message that showed us exactly where we are. Amen. So let's just go to Him in prayer. Father God, we come to You today, Lord, so thankful, Lord, that we can gather together with friends and family of like precious faith. And Lord, we hear this morning, Lord, to report to duty, and we ask God that You just come in a mighty way, Lord, and express Yourself among us, Lord. May faith arise in hearts to believe the promises of God. And we commit this time into Your hands, Lord, that You would have Your perfect way and Your perfect will, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I was texting Brother Wayne Lawson this morning, and he said to be sure and greet you for him this morning. So, of course, our home church, Brother Tim, and amen. I can't wait till we get on the other side to where we can just sit around and talk about the good things of God and not have to worry about time or time constraints and all of that kind of stuff, but we can just enjoy Him and each other in His presence. I believe it's more than just air castles and fairy tales. I believe it's something that's real. And I believe that we're just at any moment and any time. So let's look here at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Familiar scripture. We can no doubt quote it by heart. Amen. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Let's just say that together this morning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. We let you be seated this morning. Amen. Amen. We just want to speak to you this morning on the continuation of the book of Acts. Because I believe that's where we're at. I believe that is what is happening. I believe that it is a continuation of the ministry of Christ. Amen. And we're we're looking at the word continuation as the act of continuing something over a period of time. And we can look to the scriptures and we can see the work of Christ through every detail of the Bible. The life of Christ, his work, what he was trying to do, what he was trying to accomplish. And we know Brother Branham would say that if you don't see him or you've not seen him in every scripture, go back and read it again. Because he's there. And Jesus, when he came, he even told the Pharisees, he said, search the scriptures. They testify of me. And you, in them you think you have eternal life, but they are the one that bear record of me. And I'm bearing record of them. And I'm doing the works that was promised that I would do. And if I don't do the works, then don't hear me. But I'm doing the works of what's in the scriptures. And so we see, we would look to the scriptures and we'll go through it for a moment. We can see where God called Abraham. He began to do his, give him his promises, to lay it there in the word. And he began to call him out of a nation. And it work started through Abraham and it continued all the way through Isaac and on through Jacob, to where Jacob, when he would come to the place where he would meet God for himself, God would come down and show him a dream, and he would show him angels descending and ascending. And then God would speak to Jacob and he said, I am the God of thy father Abraham, of thy father Isaac, and I'm the God of you. And he would begin to tell him that the work of God is going to continue right through, as it did through Abraham, through Isaac, and now through you, Jacob. Until we'd come to Moses, and when God met Moses, he said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He would tell, it was a continuation, and Moses continued on to Joshua, and the work, the word of God continued into Joshua, to where God would speak to Joshua, and he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. It was a continuation. It was the same God. It was the same power. It was the same manifestations. It was the life of Christ all the way through, proving, amen, his word and doing exactly what he said he would do. And we would know in the five comings of Elijah that it was a continuation. It was the Spirit of Christ continuing in a ministry. And the work of God will always continue. Amen. Satan has tried to stop it. You can read the Bible. He's tried to stop it all the way through. And he's never been successful at stopping what God has promised. Amen. He tried to bring all kinds of things against Abraham, through Jacob, against Moses, against Elijah. All the way through the Bible, Satan tried to stop the work of God. But he was never successful. And he's not going to be successful today. Amen. He's tried all the way down through the seven church ages. He tried to burn it out. He tried to put it out. He tried to torture it out. He tried to do everything he could to stop the work of God, but he never was successful. It continued on and is still continuing today. Amen. And so proven in each time, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of God continuing, showing through every type of the scriptures that God's word can't be stopped. What confidence we ought to have this morning. No matter what situation you're in, no matter what problem you're having, no matter what tormenting devil, whatever thing's trying to oppress you, the word of God will not be stopped. But it will continue. It will push right on through. Amen. It will continue. Nothing Satan can do can stop it. Nothing Satan can do. He can try. He can try to put you in the same institution. He can try to put you under every kind of pressure and every demonic force. And he will do that. But no matter what he tries, it cannot stop the work of God. Amen. And so we see here, amen, that Brother Branham would say that Jesus, you go back and you look and you see in the Bible and you read it, he hid it in every type and every detail. And he's the principal theme of the entire Bible. Jesus is. He said, if you read the Bible and you don't see Christ in every verse of it, go back and read it again. He said, if you can't see Christ in every verse of the Bible, read it again because you missed something. The Bible is Christ. He is the Word. Amen. The Bible said he is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And he said, well, you say, well, that's for another age. You got the picture wrong again. Amen. You know, people are always looking back to an age gone by, to a time gone by, but he's still the same today. Yes, I love and appreciate the things he done in Brother Branham's ministry and the vindication that he brought to this message, but he's still the same God today.
He's not just a God of history. What good is a God of history? What good is a God who can open up the Red Sea if He can't open up the time things in your life that you're facing? What good is a God who can tear down walls of Jericho if He can't tear down the walls of torment and doubt in your life? But He's still the same God today as He is yesterday and will be tomorrow. And you say, well, that's for another age. You've got the picture wrong again. You got a man fishing out in the desert for fish in a bunch of hot sand where there's no fish. You've got to make the picture look right. It's God's great picture. Amen. And he would go on, and we know the familiar quote in the church age book. He says, remember this, Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. Christ in the true church. Now, if you notice in every church age, there's two churches, there's two vines. There's a false and a true. Amen. He would speak to the ones that, like in our age, he'd say, you're cold, neither cold nor hot, you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. He is speaking to the false vine. But in there was also a message to the true church. Amen. To him that overcometh will I grant to him to sit in my throne, even as I also overcame and sit in my Father's throne. So God is speaking now. I don't know about you, but I don't care. I don't. The message to the false vine is not me. Amen. I'm not going to be lukewarm. I'm not going to be spewed out of the mouth of God. What was he saying? In other words, you're not going to be my mouthpiece no more. You're not going to be the word. My words is not going to come through you no more. But unto him that overcometh will I grant to sit in my throne. What is a throne? It is a place of dominion. He is showing there's going to be a people on this earth who has dominion. Who has dominion over demons of sickness and doubt and fear and unbelief. Amen. They have an authority. Amen. Just as he did 2,000 years ago. It is a continuation of a book of Acts. He said, wow. He says the devil, you know, comes and tries to, the revelation shows the Antichrist spirit trying to come into the church. And defile it, make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. Well, let me read that again. Revelation shows how the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it and make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. He's not talking about the bride there. Two churches. But the Antichrist spirit, they would accept a spirit that wasn't Christ. They would worship. Amen. Satan, what did he want to do? He wanted to be worshiped as God was worshiped. Amen. It's not about there was a bunch of Satan worshipers committing sacrifices and all those kind of things. It's people right in churches. Amen. Worshiping the thoughts of Satan and the will of Satan. Why? By the Antichrist spirit that has come in. But that's not the bride. She's not going to come to the place. She's lukewarm, formal, and powerless. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, exposes Satan, revealing his works, the attempted destruction. I love that. The attempted, in other words, he's not going to succeed. The attempted destruction of God's people and the discrediting of God's word, right down to the time he's casting away. He fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church, of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works. Hallelujah. You say, well, how can we do anything greater than Jesus? Jesus said, the works that I do, even greater shall you. How can you do greater than Jesus? Brother Branham brought the true translation of that. He said, it's not, you can't do nothing greater than God. Amen. But it's not greater, it's more. Because it's not no more one man ministry, it's a multi-membered bride all over the face of the earth. Hallelujah, it's a bride in Johnson City, it's a bride in Virginia, and Louisiana, Florida, all over the world, in Africa, and Russia. It's God, the continuation of Christ, working His will and His word through His people. It's the same power, it's the same Christ. It's the same power that spoke the world into existence. It's in the people that's got the Holy Ghost. Maybe just in case you didn't know, that's a quote of the prophet. Not me, that's him, just for authority's sake. The same power that spoke the world into existence is in them people that's got the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but as far as I know, this world's still standing. Right now, it's still holding its place. It's still serving its purpose. And it's here because what? A word was spoke. A word said, let there be, and it was so. And it's still remaining today. I didn't get up this morning wondering, wow, is the sun going to come up? No, it comes up every day. Why? Because a word was spoke. There should be a greater and a lesser light. And it's still hanging there today by the word of God. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at a people who still remains. Amen. Against all critics, against all hell, against all the gates of hell, they still remain. Why? Because there's a word that spoke to him that overcometh. Hallelujah. So that means there has to be an overcomer, or he couldn't speak that word. Might as well be me. Men and women, it's time we found out who you are. The devil's trying to hide you back, tell you're some little trodden down something. You're not. You're sons and daughters of God. Deity is not in heaven, it's in you. Hallelujah. Amen. When you look at Peter and John, when they walk to the gate called Beautiful, and there's a lame man that was there begging alms, and he's begging for money, and he said, silver and gold have I not, but what I have. Deity is not in heaven, it was in them. What I have given to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. They didn't have to call down God from heaven, because there wasn't no more God above us or God with us. It's now God in us. And in today, it's the same power. He said, I know you think I'm crazy, but let me tell you something, brother. When you realize that Almighty God lives in you. My life, I give Zoe, the life of God in a human being. He says, the power, amen, the power that of Christ that was hung on Calvary's cross, the same God that raised him up on the day of resurrection is in you now, you that's got the Holy Ghost. He said on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost fell, on the day of Pentecost, the life was given to the church. And the church went right out and produced. They wrote that book of Acts behind it. Because it's what it has Christ and the apostles now. He said, and Jesus said in John 15, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Now the vine does not bear fruit, the branches bear fruit, but it's energized from the vine. Amen. You can look in the book of Revelations. You see a candlestick that is there, and there's seven candles representing seven church ages. But all of its energy, all of its life-giving source comes from one place. Hallelujah. You can see seven spirits of God. Brother Branham said it ain't seven separate spirits, but it's representing or a type or a symbol of the same Holy Spirit working through seven church ages. It is a continuation. Amen. He said the branch bears fruit. It's energized by the vine. Now if that limb, first one come out of that tree, produce the book of Acts, if it ever put out another limb, it'll be the same life. Said it'll write another book of Acts. I don't know about you if you know this or not, but you're writing another book of Acts. Amen. You said, well, if God be God, where are the miracles? I always like to say, if He is God, where have you been? Listen, I've witnessed so much of the Holy Ghost moving in His people in the last year or so, just seemingly more and more pouring Himself out. I believe there's people that's recognizing their positions. They're recognizing their place as they're not some trodden down something. Amen. The devil, that's what he loves to tell you. You can't make it. You're not going to make it. You're not bride. You're lost. You crossed the line. That's the devil's language. Amen. But we know who we are because we have heard a voice from another land. Hallelujah. I'll just take a moment, if you don't mind, to tell you what God's been doing. Maybe take the blinders off your eyes a little bit, and maybe you've been down in the valley and you got that eagle eye filmed over. Maybe this morning we can kind of peck that stuff away to where you can see Him again the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God. He has the same power. Listen, it ain't less power. He's not getting here and worrying about if there's going to be a bride that's going to make it. He's already saw that she's made it. As as we were saying last night, God is not worried. He called the children of Israel out of Egypt. He didn't tell them about all the problems that was going to go in between. He just said, I'm going to take you out of this land and I'm going to take you into a land flowing with milk and honey. That was his promise. He didn't say, now when you get to the Red Sea, this is going to happen. You're not going to have water. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. He don't explain everything to you. Because why? He's not worried about all that in between. He's already got it taken care of. He's got an answer for it. All he says, I'm going to take you out and I'm going to take you in. Amen. He's the author and the finisher of the work. He's never come short of anything. He has always finished what he started out to do. And he will have a bride. He will have a people. I don't care how many walk away or how many say it ain't the truth. He will have a bride. He said, I will build me a church. And he's been doing it until this age and he's continuing the work. Same God, same book of Acts, being repeated again in our generation. In 2016. Amen. Guyana, I was in Guyana, South America, one of my first trips overseas. Brother Jackie Benton was with me. I actually went with him and Brother Danny Steeman. It was my first time to go overseas as a minister, just to start preaching. And we went up this Essequibo River, I believe it was the name of it. And I hadn't been back since, but we was there and so we went up and by boat, I don't know, a little ways up this river, and we stayed in these believers' homes. And while we was there, we'd walk from there about a quarter, half a mile to the church every service. We had a couple of them a day, I believe, and over the weekend. And so I'll just put this in here. I always had a lot of respect for Brother Jackie, and I still have a high amount of respect. But that trip showed me more about that man than I ever seen in my life. Known him my whole life. As far back as I can remember Brother Jackie. And you'd walk down, we was walking down to the church, and there would be these unbeliever kids that was along the right way, and they'd come out of their houses and say, hello, Brother Jackie, how you doing? Amen. It showed what a man he was. But here we were, it was the last service, and we was coming back to the house, and it was dark, it was a moonlit night, and I was leading the way. We turned our flashlights off. We'd been down this trail a couple of times now, and so we was walking, just talking, and talking about the things that God had done that night. And as I was walking, I was leading the way, and I felt the hand just hit me right there in the chest. I stopped. So what was that? And the brothers come up behind me, and there's a couple of native brothers with me. Said, what's going on? I said, I don't know. I said, something just stopped me. Said, I felt a hand hit me in the chest, and there ain't nobody in front of me. So we started digging our flashlights out, and laying right there in the pathway was their most poisonous snake. The angel of God knew exactly where we was at. Amen. And brothers got up in front and they killed the snake. And I've got to thinking about the angel of God knew exactly where Paul and Silas was in the jail. He knew exactly where Peter was in the jail. Listen, you're never in a place where God don't know where you're at. He also knows about your spiritual condition. Come on. He knows exactly where you're at. Physically and spiritually. You can hide it from me. You can hide it from the ministry. You can hide it from the deacons. You can hide it from your mom and dad. But God knows exactly where you're at. A few days later, we flew on up into the jungle, and for about an hour on a plane that looked like it was held together with duct tape. Landed on a dirt strip, and they picked us up down at the river, and we went up by boat because that was the only way of travel, was by river or walking. So we took the boat to the church, and we'd sleep and eat in the church there, a little open air building, primitive, like going back 200 years. And so I was facing all kind of mind battles because my mom's dad was just diagnosed or just had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital, and the devil was telling me by the time you get out, he's going to be dead, and all these mind battles. So Brother Basil, the minister there, he began to tell us the testimony of how even the message got up in this deep part of the jungle. He was actually a commercial fisherman, and he was being chased one day by pirates, and they chased him up in this river, and while he was up there, he began to spread the message. Dumb old devil. Amen. And now there's churches all the way up through that river because of a bunch of pirates. Amen. So he said, you know, there's one way on up here. I hadn't been there in several years. And he said, I can't get no communication to them. I don't know if they're there. They migrate by hunting and stuff. He said, but I just feel to go. And he said, y'all pray about it tonight and tomorrow we'll make a decision. We'll go the next day. And said, okay. So we prayed about it and we felt to go. So we took off there at about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning to catch the tide, to go with the tide up the river. And we had to go about 8 hours or so up this in this little boat. And we pulled as daylight was breaking and we pulled into this mouth of this creek. And you wouldn't have knew it was there because of the canopy of the jungle. And here they are. We just pulled under here and I'm thinking, where are we going? They said, well, we got to go up this creek for about 3 or 4 miles. And I said, okay. Well, out of the bushes stepped this white-haired Indian and about two other men. And he's got these sticks and he's screaming, he's hollering. And I'm thinking, oh boy, what are we into now? And he just, but I looked at Brother Basil and I could see tears coming down his face and I knew something was happening. I couldn't understand what was being said. And I said, Brother Basil, what's going on? He said, he looked at me and he said, Brother Timothy, he said, this is the chief of that tribe I wanted to go see. He said, he was in his bed last night and God, he said, an angel come to him, said, go to the mouth of the creek. I've got three white men bringing fire. It's me, Brother Jackie, and Brother Danny Steeman. Three white men. God knows exactly where you're at. Amen. Paul knew God knew where he was at when he was so sure of God's message and God's leading. The snake bit him. He just shook it off in the fire because he knew God knew exactly where he's at. And I'm here to tell you today, God knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly your problem. He knows exactly your trouble. And he knows exactly the plan to get you out of the mess that you're in. He's a mighty God. Sister Adriana that sang here was in a horrible accident about 2 years ago, maybe a little more, back in February or so. January, February. Anyway, she had went down a hill on a ripstick. It was a little thing looks like a skateboard, but it just has two wheels, one on each end, and they was acting like it was a snowboard, but there wasn't no snow. There's no snow in Louisiana most of the time. So there was, you know, she knew she was going to go up into at Mount Baker there and with Brother Biscoe's church in the coming months. So she was practicing on this thing, I guess, for snow. But I don't know why she was on it. But anyway, she was on it. My other boy, Luke, was on it. He's sitting right here and another boy from church. And so they came down and we was there because I'd been that day studying for Sunday evening. We was having a communion service and I was studying on a God we could rely on. And I had the thought, but I just couldn't make it all come together. And so I finally told my wife, let's just go grab some hamburger meat and things, take it out to the park where all the young people are, and let's cook them some hamburgers. I said, maybe when I come back, you know, I can get things together. And so we went out there, and they was out there playing, so they came and began to eat. And my son and another boy went down this hill. They thought it was funny, but I didn't think it was funny. And here they come down this hill, and if you made the curve, you could go all right, and you could come to a stop, you know, as it would go back to an incline. But here, I thought, no, Luke, don't do that. And then about that time, here comes my daughter flying faster down the hill. And I was flipping hamburgers, and I was just like, Lord, be merciful, because I don't think she's going to make that curve. And sure enough, she didn't. She went off the end of that down into a parking lot, which was straight downhill, come to the end of the parking lot, went flipping over and over, and landed her head, hit up against a steel pole that was there. And the kids that was down there began to holler for us to come, and so we drove down to where she was at, and we measured it later. She went about 30 or 40 feet through the air flipping. And she was laying in a bunch of dirt. They just burnt the pine straw that was there. And she was just filthy all over. And her face was swollen out like this. And just scarred up and road rash from the asphalt. And she was just laying there. And I turned her over just as easy as I could to get her where I could make sure her airways was open. And I didn't know if she was broken up. I didn't know nothing. She was just moaning just like a death rattle almost. And of course, mind battles, you got all kinds of mind battles. And here we were just wondering what's going to happen, how's it going to take place, and what's going to, and I look at her and her eyes are crossed like that. I said, Lord, I said, we're here just enjoying some time and with the families and the friends here. We're not doing anything wrong. We know you're here with us. We just come and meet us here on this sand right now and touch Adriana and uncross her eyes. And I watched as those eyes straightened up. They just went like that as I looked into her face. And she started, I said, Adriana, can you hear me? And she said, yes, I hear you, Daddy. She said, but I can't see you. With straight eyes. And I said, well, Lord, I just seen you uncross eyes. Now, will you give her back her sight? She goes, I see you now, Daddy. So it was about a 15, 20 minute deal before the ambulance got there, and she couldn't remember herself. She couldn't remember nothing about the day. She couldn't remember a lot of things. And so began to talk to her about the year before just to try to keep her calm. And then there's a brother there that called my dad who was home studying. He began to pray and he just said, Lord, let there not be one broke bone. And so the ambulance picked her up and took her to the hospital, and I jump in my car. The other kids went with some of my family that was there, and I went to meet my dad there in the town locally, and I was going to ride with him on to the hospital. And so as I was going, you know, I just seen crossed eyes come back straight. I just seen the girl who said she couldn't see begin to see again. I just seen God move, and as she was being loaded into the ambulance, her mind began to spark and begin to come back. And God was just moving supernaturally at a quick time like that. And so I'm just got my hands up, well, one hand on the wheel, and I'm praising God and thanking Him for what I'd seen. And I'm just saying, thank you, God. I thank you for my girl's life. I thank you for sparing her. And as I'm speaking, I hear my voice say, as you what you've seen in the natural, you'll also see in the supernatural. So what was that? And so I began to think of what I just seen. I seen a girl going down the wrong path, someone headed down the wrong way against what her father wanted her to do or desired for her. And she went flipping end over end, hit her head, and she lost who she was. She didn't know who she was. She lost her sight. She was dirty, filthy, scarred up. But I seen God begin to restore her and bring her back to her health. I said, amen, God, you're fixing to do it for someone that's been lost out there and don't know who they are. I believe you the same yesterday, today, and forever. We took her to the hospital that Saturday night. They'd done CAT scans, x-rays, and they told her, don't ever get in an accident for another 2 or 3 years. You've had enough of this stuff. I said, but we can't find one broke bone. I said, we can't even find a sign of a concussion. There's not even a sign that you was knocked out, but since your dad said so, we're going to have to keep you overnight. And by the next morning, she was released home. Within a few days, every scar was gone. Amen. God just totally rewrote the situation in just a short time. He is a mighty God. So let me tell you, on that Sunday night, I didn't need notes to preach on a God I could rely on. Amen. I begin to testify to the church. Something's about to take place because God said what I've seen in the natural, I'll also see in the supernatural. The next service, I'm speaking on a spiritual identity crisis from my experience I just had seen. And I begin to preach on that. Well, unbeknownst to me, I find out that Brother Philip Roncalli is in the building. Now, he had not been in the building in the church for about 7 years, had been cold and hard, said it wasn't for him. But that particular night, he had went home from work, and God had begun to deal with him through the week. We didn't know, but God began to soften his heart through songs and through things that God just doing something miraculous. He showed up to church because he told his family, if you'll wait for a minute, I'll go with you. And of course, they was willing to wait. So he came to church and the Satan began to anoint him with every critical spirit and everything to try to keep him from getting something. But God showed up and showed out. Hallelujah. And that night we saw someone as just as I saw in the natural. He did it in the supernatural. And today that man is serving God with all of his heart. God has rewrote his life, washed him of the dirt and the filth and the scars, and took it all away. He is a mighty God. just at the beginning of my ministry. My little boy Andrew was born. Amen. It just seemed like a happy situation. And my wife had to have a C-section, but a beautiful, healthy boy came out. And I went to go tell my dad what would happen. And while I was there, I come back. And here they come rushing him down the hospital hall and said, he's not breathing. And before we know it, we was at another hospital with him. My wife was in Minden, and he was in Shreveport. In a bad situation, said the surfactant wasn't in his lungs. I believe that's the name of it. And his lungs were sticking together, and it was a serious thing. Almost died a couple of times right there at that hospital. Of course, Satan came and said, what'd you do now, boy? That's the way he does this in Louisiana. So what you done now? You know, you must have done something wrong. You must have made a mistake. You must have told something you wasn't. It has to be something you done wrong. So next morning, I got my wife in one hospital, him in another, and I'm just going to Walmart to pick up a few things. I turn on the radio to a Christian station there. There's a man reading the scripture, and he said, Abraham believed in God. I turned it off. I said, that's right, and I'm Abraham's son. I said, I can look, and I begin to think about Abraham. I said, I can look in the Old Testament, and I can see lies. I can see mistakes. I can see problems under the blood of bulls and goats. But you turn the page, and under the blood of the new lamb, there ain't one fault mentioned. Matter of fact, it said Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, but was strong in the faith. In just a few weeks, God restored my boy. And he don't like me telling this, but he's now the loudest kid I've got. Jude Oglesby, my nephew, y'all know Brother Aaron and Sister Lydia, he's been here several times, healed of a kidney that it was functioning 8%. We laid hands on him and God healed him. Abigail Miles is a little girl in our church, has now had 2 heart transplants. 2 years ago, I was at Brother Ron's at the same meetings there in Labor Day. I was sitting on the platform. My phone began to buzz in my pocket. And I pulled it out, and it was Brother Caleb Miles. And he was calling me, or he texted me and said, look, BB, please pray. I know you are in service, but my girl has died on the table in the hospital. She coded for 15 minutes. Doctor says if we do get her back, her brain's going to be dead. There's going to be severe problems. All of a sudden, they begin to work, and they begin to work. Her heart began to beat again. For weeks, though, they said, well, you might as well just get ready. She's going to go. There's no hope for this situation. She's just going to go. You're either here or at home. Y'all just prepare yourself. But then that couple began to hold on to the Word of God. Amen. What else is to hold on during that time? They began to hold on to the Word of God, and there was a huge amount of fluid around her heart, and they had to take off 2 liters ever so often. It was just amazing. And said all of a sudden, it was just a few days, it was like somebody shut off the valve. Boom, it was gone. Her brain was perfect. There was nothing. That's been 2 years ago. She just went for her other checkup, 2-year checkup, and they said she is better than she's ever been. This is a mighty God we serve. I know y'all have heard the testimony maybe of my mother who had the brain bleed a year ago. And doctor said it was looking at surgery. They was looking at incredible things and vision loss she had and all these kind of things. I never forget, we took her to the Minden Hospital and they said, you got to go on to the next one. So we went to the next one. After they'd done some CAT scans and things, they took her by ambulance. We get there. She's in the ICU, said it's going to be several days there. And there's looking at surgeries and things. My father's standing in the waiting room with me and my sisters there, his children. He began to speak and said, she'll be in the ICU room tonight. Tomorrow night she'll be in a step down room, and the next night she'll be home. That's exactly how it happened. Amen. When you begin to, as a believer, begin to put the Word of God on your lips, it's the same as deity speaking. It was just as let there be. Amen. That's exactly what took place. She came home, been suffering, still suffering with little high blood. We didn't know she had high blood pressure, and that was a cause of it. And she was suffering with that, and she was suffering with still with the peripheral vision loss. Of course, she was sitting on the bed and kind of feeling down about herself. Now, back up a little bit. My nephew, Drew Dexter, Bethany Dexter's boy, was born with a hip that wasn't quite functioning right or wasn't developed right. He couldn't stand up. 18 months old, never walked. Never even crawled. And so she had taken him to the prayer line. Brother Ron Spencer at a family camp 2 years ago had seen him in a vision walking. Yeah, I don't know if you believe in those kind of things, but God still gives that. Amen. And anyway, he did take a few steps, but he fell and wouldn't walk no more. And so here he is now 2 months later. My mom's home from the hospital. She's sitting on her bed. She don't know what life in store for her. She said she can't see much. She can't function much. She's got to be helped to do everything. And there she was sitting on her bed feeling sorry for herself. But she said all of a sudden, just like heaven opened, and she began to lift her hands and thank God for his healing power. Thank God for helping her through this situation. Just begin to praise God. And out of the middle of the floor, little Drew Dexter stood up. And he began to walk all over the room and through the house. And has been walking ever since. He's that kind of God. He just wants somebody to believe him. That same week, well, the next week after that, my mom had that brain bleed. The next Monday, Brother Wayne Lawson came to us, and he was helping us with our parking lot on our church. And he was doing some grading, so we had Monday and Tuesday and part of Wednesday because, you know, that's the way it is. It hadn't rained for a month before he got there, and it didn't rain for another month after he left. But that week is calling for rain. And so it got to be Wednesday, and I knew he was going to preach for us that Wednesday night. And I'm all stirred up and stewed up and worried myself. And like, how are we going to get this done? We don't have no other opening. We got to get it done. And I know he needs to be home. I know he wants to be home. And so about 4:30 that day, we pushed over the last load of dirt. And just heavens opened. It rained the rest of the week. And so we're on our way home, and I look at him, and I'm just apologizing. Brother Wayne, I'm sorry. I done messed up. We shouldn't have been here. You should have been home. I know you probably worried. He said, I'm not worried. Look at him and said, what? You know something I don't know? He said, yeah. He said, the Lord spoke to me on the dozer that I'm going to do something significant tonight, so I'm not worried about it. I said, well, why didn't you tell me that? Well, that night, my father felt the need for a prayer line and for God to move for situations. And so my mom wanted to go to church. He said, of course you're going to church. He said, you can sit in the office. But, you know, they brought people to church in cots and everything else. You just come on. I'll bring you out at the right time. And Brother Wayne preached a masterful service. And my dad came up at the end, called for the prayer line. And people began to fill up out the back door. And it went on all the way till midnight. And here, as Dad felt the right time, he went and got my mother and brought her there. And she had been so weak, she couldn't hardly stand up. She couldn't even walk by herself without help. And God came down and touched her. And for 2 more hours, she stood right over in the corner with her hands in the air praising God. There was a little girl, 16 years old, who came down for prayer and said, I want my brother back. My brother's been out and went out into college and got away from God, gotten drugged, gotten all these kind of things, and I want him back. I want our family to be restored. I want God to move. We prayed for her. With about 30 minutes, that boy was walking through the back door. He had been in bed. He was minding his own business, asleep in bed. And all of a sudden, he woke up and he said, wait a minute, it's 10:30, almost 11, and Mom and Dad ain't home. He called them. They wouldn't answer. He called his sister. She wouldn't answer. He began to panic. He said, I done missed the rapture. Said he jumped in his truck, tore across town to a brother's house. He wasn't home. Went across town to another brother's house. He wasn't home. I done missed it. I got to get to church. There was a brother standing on the outside of the church rocking his baby because it's now almost 11 o'clock at night. And he's rocking his baby, and all of a sudden he sees his truck go, wah, wah, like, what in the world? See, this little boy, this boy had, it was raining that night, is what he's talking about. He done ran off the road up there about 5 or 6 miles, tore about 100 foot of fence out, tore his transmission up, and when his truck got to the door, it quit. It wouldn't go back, wouldn't go forward. They had to tow it to the place to get fixed. God knows how to get you where you need to be. There wasn't no getting there and saying, whoo, they're still here. I can go back home and get in bed. No. He fell out of his truck and he began to scream, I got to get right with God. I got to get right with God. The man went in there and got his father and the deacon. They come back and within about 30 minutes of that little girl's prayer, her whole family was down at the altar. And that boy is serving God today. Stronger than he ever was. He is that kind of God. Listen, if I had a son or a daughter or a husband or a mother out there somewhere that didn't know him, I wouldn't give up. Amen. The word says a promise is unto you and your children. I know y'all seen the testimony of Sister Mariah Pruitt. Little girl that lost all of her hair to alopecia. God come on the scene. Doctors have had to testify that he's the healer. But you know, that ain't just one church. It's happening all over the world. Book of Acts is being written. Brother Jason Jackson, a pastor in North Arkansas, said a baby girl born with a hole in her heart healed. Went to the doctor. The doctor said, what hole? It's no evidence there's ever even was there before. A man healed of back trouble, 9 surgeries and 2,000 milligrams of Oxycontin a day, healed. A mass on a sister's lung, gone, healed. A little boy's feet that turned in so bad, he fell all the time just walking. Brother Jason prayed for him, felt the Lord speak and told the sister, he's going to be okay. They went to McDonald's there after the service. She said, I believe exactly what she said. My boy's okay. And she took off his shoes and there his feet was straight as they ever was. Hallelujah. Perfectly healed. Still healed today. A sister born with one leg short than the other, healed. In 1 month, it was the same length. A doctor told a sister she had endometriosis, was going to surgery, came up for prayer. Next day, the doctors went in. It was gone. They couldn't even find it. Gone. Brother Ron Spencer's church, the dead's been raised. There was a man fell over as he was speaking right there dead. EMTs testified. He's gone. Brother Ron said he just felt the people just stay still, let God move. He began to call back for his life. The man sat up and said, what's going on, Brother Ron? This is a continuation of the book of Acts. Tumors left. Next day, the doctors couldn't even find it. Families are being restored, filled with the Holy Ghost. People who said they would never come to a message church repented and are now baptized serving God. Sarcoidosis is defeated in Sister Connie Spencer. Brother Danny Steeman testifies of a barren womb of 21 years of marriage healed. So if you this morning needing a child, just keep holding on. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The surgery to be performed on the neck healed 3 days before the surgery. A family presently being restored as I speak after years of a backslidden condition. The pillar of fire seemed visible coming down between Brother Ron and Sister Diane Steeman and her be completely healed and made whole. Brother Jonathan Martin, he's a traveling evangelist, a wonderful man of God. He was in North Carolina preaching right over there across the mountain. He was preaching that Sunday morning on a living God. Him and his children were out after the service. He was going to another church and they stopped at a store. He's out playing tag with him and his boy ran through some bushes and his leg went in a hole and he heard a snap. Pulled his pant legs up and it was all awkwardly bent in a huge knot. Brother Jonathan said his stomach just turned sick. Thoughts. He said, I had thoughts. He said, being away from home, hospital bills, etc., all kinds of thoughts. He said, then all of a sudden a different thought came. He said, it's a perfect time, a perfect opportunity for a miracle. Said he gathered his children and began praying. Nothing happened immediately. They were on the way to the hospital. His wife had come out of the store. She's holding the little boy in her lap. He's screaming and hollering. She just kept thanking God for his healing. thanking God for his heat. And all of a sudden he stopped screaming. He said, Mama, can I get in the back with the other kids? They pulled his pant leg up and it was just as straight as it ever was. Said it never even bruised. Never even bruised. You're talking about a perfect healer. Amen. A sister with a lump on her breast. She rebuked it. Gone. Healed. Another brother had a cyst on his face while the preaching of the word was taking place. It left. Gone. Completely healed. A brother had a boiling radiator explode in his face. No scars. Never burned his face. Healed. A sister had a varicose vein so bad she had intense pain, could hardly walk, prayed for, healed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God, the same power, the same continuation of his power. But you don't confess your doubts. Don't doubt. You doubt your doubts. The Holy Spirit is a dissolver of doubts. And I hope this morning, as we stack these testimonies, he's dissolving doubts this morning. You confess God's word. You confess his promises. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5 says you cast down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity and let that thought into the obedience of Christ. The Amplified says it like this. Insomuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ. Listen, the devil ain't got nothing but a theory. Brother Branham called him a bluff. He ain't got nothing but a theory. You're sick. How do you know, devil? Well, you got this, you got that, you got that. That's lying vanities. I've got thus saith the Lord, by his stripes I'm healed. That's not a theory. That's the word of God. Amen. You have to confess. You must confess Jesus as my Lord. Therefore, I possess salvation. I confess by his stripes I'm healed, therefore I possess healing. I confess the Son has set me free, therefore I possess absolute freedom. I confess he will never leave me or forsake me, therefore I possess the presence of God every step I take. I confess I am the redeemed of the Lord, therefore I possess redemptive blessings every day. I confess the anointing of the Holy One abideth in me. I possess yoke-destroying results by this anointing. That's what Brother Branham taught us. He said the anointing breaks the yoke. I possess freedom from fear, for I confess, Isaiah 41:13, I, the Lord God, will hold thy right hand and say unto thee, fear not, I'm with him. Confess the word that you possess. I am not sick, for my Lord healeth me of all my diseases. I am not bound, for the Son has set me free. I am not defeated, for I'm more than a conqueror. You know what more than a conqueror means? It means a super conqueror. Amen. The devil's got his super things. You know, Superman, super this, super that. I'm a super conqueror, devil. And I've been given a superpower. It's greater than any atomic bomb, any nuclear weapon, anything that you could ever hold, any of your lies, your doubts, your stress, any more. It's greater than all of that. I am not weak, for the Lord will give strength unto his people. I am not without power, for you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I am lacking yet not one good thing, for no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I am not afraid of any plague, for there shall never befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Hallelujah. I am not running from the devil, for I am resisting the devil, and he is fleeing from me. Hallelujah. I am not oppressed by the cares and difficulties and troubles. I am casting my cares upon him, for he careth for me. My, a continuation. It's not going down in defeat. What I've seen and what I've heard is a vision that came in this day of a man who's seen a bride marching in step with onward Christian soldiers. You know, the great cry today is we need to make history. We're making history. We're going to have a woman as a president. That's her cry. Let's make history. Even the ones that the first women who received the rights to vote back in, when that happened, the ones that are still alive today, please let us make history. Let us put a woman in as president. Let's make history. Well, let me tell you of another woman that's making history. Hallelujah. Amen. Think about it. Eve fell in God's Eden. In perfect health. She didn't ever have a day of fever. Never had a doubt. Never had a fear. Never had none of that. Completely at peace, rest, harmony, wonderful, perfect weather. Never got perfect. Perfect. We can't even hardly, as humans and what we live in today, even fathom it. But yet she fell in God's Eden. So God said, you know what? I'm going to let Satan come and build his Eden. And she fell by one word. But he said, I'm going to let Satan come. And he tells you in Revelation 9, he said, I'm going to let him open up the river Euphrates. And thousands times thousands of demons are going to be released. Now, if you know the prophet's teaching, he would tell you these demons are released not in the physical against you. They go in the physical against Israel, but against you, they come in the spiritual realm. And I don't know about you. People say, well, there's got to be a squeeze come to get the bride ready. Well, listen, if a squeeze or murders and dying was going to get you ready, they would have went in a rapture back in the dark ages. There ain't but one thing that gets the bride ready, and that's this word. Amen. But these demons are released not against you in so much in the physical, as far as physical as we've seen there in Nazi times of how they tormented them, they pressured them, they drove them into death camps. I've walked through those times, through those places. I've seen the hair. I've seen the thing. I've seen it all I've seen the burn places where they just totally disintegrate them. And you got to walk through there with this thought in mind. It was a tender hand of Jehovah getting them to go back to a promised land. And Brother Branham would say, those things come against them in the natural, but they come against you in the spiritual. And he allowed him to build his Eden. The worst time to ever live in. More distractions than ever, like we said last night. You got all kinds of distractions. In your personal life, in the church realm, in every kind of realm, there's distractions to get you off of who you truly are and who you're truly called. But he has allowed Satan to build an Eden. Because he said, I'm going to have a bride who will stand in your Eden and she will not fall. But she will keep every word. There is a bride that's making history. There is a woman that's making history. We're going to make so much history that one day this body, this corruptible body is going to take on incorruptible. And it's going to change in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. You talking about making history? You talking about making history when you are here no longer, but you change from this realm into the heavenly realm. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He ain't come to this point and said, you know, boys, I don't know how many plates we need to put out for this marriage supper. I'm not sure if Brother Timothy, I don't know if Timothy's going to make it. He's not getting there. We're not going to get there. And he's like, man, he didn't make it. Take that plate and go put it up. And we're not going to get there. And he goes, whoa, I didn't realize she was going to make it. Get that plate, boys. We need it back. No, he's already knows she's going to be there. And he's not sitting there in heaven all stressing out and worrying about if he's going to have a bride and who she's going to be and what she. He already knows. He's got confidence in his word. and so does his bride. She has confidence in what he said. He knows what she said. He said she'd be a bride without spot, without wrinkle. He said the Lord God is the God who heals all her diseases. He said, I am the Son that set her free. And she has confidence in what he said. You know, the people that's got doubts today about what the prophet of God said. You know, they got it. They have questions. You know, there's questions of this and questions of that. You know why they got the question? Because it's in their heart to do so. You know why people have questions about dress? Why does Brother Donnie preach it like that? Because it's in their heart to do so. They never had the heart problem fixed. I don't know why we're going here, but we're going here. Amen. They talked about Judas there in John. They said, Judas said, why are we doing this with this ointment? Why don't we sell it and give it to the poor? He said, it wasn't that he cared for the poor. He asked that because he was a thief. He had it in his heart. And people today, where they're at, they're only there because they had it in their heart 20 years ago to do it. And they want to come argue with you. You know, argue this and argue that and argue all about this. Let me just say this. A man with an experience is never at the mercy of someone with just an argument. When you experience the God of this word, there ain't no argument going to take it away from you. When Moses, he tried with arguments and all he did was kill one Egyptian. Argument, he tried. I'm going to argue. We're the chosen people. We're this, we're that. And all he did was kill one. He got mad and killed one. He went on the backside of the desert and he got him an experience. He met the pillar of fire for himself. Amen. What was God showing Moses? He was telling Moses, Moses, I know you, but I want you to know who I am. I am that I am. I have come down and I'm sending you to deliver my people. And he walks away from that experience. He wasn't arguing no more. He wasn't fussing no more. He could care less what anybody else said. He had a message. He had an experience. He had experienced Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Where are you going, Moses? Going down to take over. Take over what? A couple flies? All you got is nothing but a donkey, a wife, a boy, and a rod. That's all I need. Where are you going? I'm going down to take over Egypt. Well, let me tell you something here. You maybe don't understand, Moses. They're the greatest, greatest army that's ever lived. The greatest on the face of the earth. And you got what? Let me count your resources. A donkey, a wife, son, and a rod. And you're doing what? I'm going down to take over. How can you be so confident? I had an experience. If you seen what I seen, you wouldn't question it either. Hallelujah. If people come to the moment that they have experienced not just theology, not just somebody's idea, but the God of the message, the God of the Word, if you've experienced for yourself, there's nothing the devil can do to talk you out of it. I have met Him for myself, and He has expressed Himself to me, and there's nothing the devil can do to make me say otherwise. Glory to God. We get all concerned about things in life and how things are going. Quit worrying about it. Well, Brother Timothy, they got all this going on around the world. Quit, you know, message believers can be sometimes CNN reporters. They can report every bad thing that's going on. Doubt your doubts. Amen. Acts 1 and verse 3 says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion. We're trying to bring this down. After his passion by many infallible Okay, the word infallible. Let's just look into infallible for a moment. It means incapable of making mistakes. Incapable of being wrong. Never failing and always effective proofs. Infallible, unerring, unfailing, faultless, flawless, perfect, precise, accurate, guaranteed, trustworthy, foolproof. Amen. He said unto our age, I'm the faithful and true witness, the Amen of God. To our time. Ain't that amazing that he would come in our time and he said, I'm the faithful and true witness, the Amen of God. Because he knew what he was going to do in this generation. And he knew exactly the climate that would come in 2016 with all the doubters and all the things and all this kind of stuff and trying to disprove it. But he said, I am the faithful and true witness. In other words, I never back up anything that's false. I am the Amen. If you don't catch that on the tapes, you've missed something. That God would come behind the prophet of God and what would he do? Amen. Hallelujah. He would come behind him every time. If I have spoken the truth, let him come and testify. He would say that time after time. If I have said the truth, let him come and testify. And God would come behind the faithful and true witness, the Amen. And God would come behind this word. He would say, Amen. Amen. It's my word. It's setting my people free. Hallelujah. It's saving the lost. It's raising the dead. It's my word. Amen. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Said that after his passion is a strong and barely controllable emotion. Oh boy. We could get on some passion right now, could we? It's funny. I'm just going to say it. It's funny how people can have passion for a ball game. When it comes to the things of God, they ain't got no... They just kind of sit at you and look like you... What are you talking about? Don't you know it's almost 1 o'clock and it's time to go to dinner? My beans are burning, brother. Come on. They lacking something in their lives. Oh, somebody running down a field with a football in their hand. They go, "Wah!" Somebody preaching the true word of God and the miracles and signs that God done. They sit there. They're lacking the passion. Listen, I've seen people. I've seen them paint their faces and put on their colors and do all this kind of stuff and get all involved. And you can't hardly get them to come to church. And oh, I'm so quiet. Really? How'd you act at the ball game? Praise God anyhow. It's a strong and barely controllable emotion. It's a state of strong emotion. It's an intense desire or enthusiasm for something. I don't know about you, but I have an intense desire to see this word fulfilled in my life. It's going to be fulfilled in somebody's life. The vine had a passion for his word. Christ, the vine. He had an intense desire to see that word fulfilled. He would not compromise. He would not bow to the devil and his wishes. The vine said, not my will, but thy will be done. It was his passion that would lead him to go through storms to deliver a maniac in distress. It was his passion, a loud voice, that he cried, Lazarus, come forth from the grave. It was his passion that after he told the parable of the sower, he cried out, he that hath an ear, let him hear. It was his passion when he cried on the cross, it is finished. And we come from the same source and we don't have the same passion for his word. The devil's got you all on other things and you get so passionate about your job and you get so passionate. I'm not going to apologize for this. This is him. We're to be a continuation of the same life. The same source. The hour has come for the repeat of the Bible. The fulfilling of the word. Elisha was a continuation of the ministry of Elijah. It didn't diminish in power. It doubled in power. Elisha picked up that garment and said, this is not a diminishing or a decrease. I want a double portion. There was a passion, a desire that pushed him there. It was not going to decrease. It was going to increase. The power of God poured out to this generation. You know, men, and it's already typed in the natural. Men began to have a passion to quit just having to walk. They wanted something horse and buggy began to come. Then trains and cars traveling faster. Airplanes to leave the earth. Not less, but more. So now we got the astronaut age. Rockets leave not only the earth, but move into another atmosphere. What was God showing? The natural types of spiritual. As this was happening, there was a people that was being equipped, not for just this time and this earth, but to leave this atmosphere. Hallelujah, to break forth into other places. Brother Branham said, we have moved from the airplane age. We have moved to more power now. The astronaut age is here. It's the same spirit, only more power, lifting higher, believe more, be more like Christ, a continuation, more power, nothing less. A living God, a living word, a living reality, where Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Continuation. Not just lived at one time, he liveth. A continuation. And at the last days, Brother Branham said, this day. Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. And at the last days, he'll stand upon the earth. This day. Continuation of the life of Christ is now in the body of his bride. He liveth through the dark ages. He liveth through persecutions. He liveth through death. He liveth in the pit of the lions. He liveth in our day. He liveth through the critics. He liveth through the doubters. He liveth in every nation. He liveth in every son and daughter of God. He liveth a continuation. He is standing once again on this earth. You said, Brother Timothy, who are you talking about? The bride? As we was talking about Revelation 9, he opened up the bottomless pit. He opened up the river Euphrates. He let thousands of demons come into this realm. But in Revelation 10 says, and, you read that, read it all the way down. Revelation 10, it goes, and. And is a continuation of a thought. It is a conjunction. It's a continue. And during all this time of turmoil, in all this time the demons are being released, and I saw another mighty angel come down. Hallelujah. And he put one foot upon the land and one foot upon the sea. Where was his body? On earth. His head was in heaven, but his body was on earth. Showing I'm going to have dominion in Laodicean church age through a body, the bride of Jesus Christ. A continuation of the power. It's the same power all the way through. If you see a true creation of God, if it's a dog, it's a dog all the way through. If it's a cat, it's a cat all the way through. That's a true creation of God. Well, if it's God, it's God all the way through. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm nothing, Brother Timothy. I'm just a skin on the bottom of his feet. Good. Put it down. He put his foot. If I understand right, the skin is right on the bottom of that foot. It went down. It went right over the head of that devil. I'm here to tell you this morning, he's the same yesterday, today. Continue in his work. It will not fail. But Branham said, when all hell turns loose, all heaven turns loose with it. You're not alone, little bride, but he's here in the midst of you, performing his word, time after time after time. He said, well, brother, I see nothing but Syrians. Like that servant, I see nothing but Syrians around me. I say, God, open your eyes. Look around. I see angels and pillars of fire. I see God moving and standing in the midst of her. He said he's the one that walketh in the midst of the candlesticks. He didn't come to this age and leave you alone. You know, as the minister said, we're at the time when Christ, he come to the cross and he had to die as a man. And now you, the bride, have to come to the place where the Holy Spirit leaves you and you got to stand alone. No. You got something wrong there somewhere. He said, he is the sealed, and you're sealed until the day of your redemption. When that Spirit leaves this earth, it's going to draw a bride up with it. We'll go home to be with him. This is a continuation of the book of Acts. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Let's bow our heads. Spirit of power is here. He's here to touch your life. He's here to meet your need. Hallelujah. Wonder how many would say, brother, I need that passion ignited in my life. I got a lot of passion for other things, but I want to see God's word fulfilled in me. I want to see God's word fulfilled in me. He's here for you this morning. He wants you to be a continuation of his work. He's going to have a bride. If you don't go, God will have somebody who will. He said, dude, walking down there, and they begin to cry about all the noise that was taking place, and told him to make them be quiet. Make them be quiet. He said, if they don't cry out, the rocks will cry out. He's going to have somebody worship him. He's going to have somebody praise him. He's going to have somebody magnify him. He's going to have somebody live for him. He's going to have somebody he can be a continuation through. His work will continue. How about it tonight or today? Where are you at in your life? God knows exactly where you're at. We've got to be glad to pray for you. Whether it be a sickness, whether it be a need for more of God, there's more God for you. There's healing for you. He's here this morning. Let him come and say amen. Let him come and witness what we have said this morning to be the truth. Won't you just lay hands on one another right now? Pray for your fellow soldier near you. Pray that God would just start the revival in your heart, in your life. Pray that God would just move upon you and the one next to you. Say, God, Spirit of God, move. Move, Lord. We need you, Lord, even more now than ever before. You begin to lift your voice. You begin to talk to God. You're a people of faith this morning. You're a man of faith. Lay your hands on your wife and her be made whole. You're a man of faith, a father of faith. Lay your hands on your child and he be saved. He's here this morning for whatever need, whatever situation. Oh, don't you just feel his presence as he begins to move? He begins to change. He's here. We've got a man here, Israel Harrah, had a sinus infection, a nosebleed, won't stop. He's here for that need. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, as a people of prayer and faith, let's go to prayer right now and ask God to move for the needs of the people. Father God, we come to you today as your children. sons and daughters of the King, Lord. And if I've preached your word, and I believe I have, now you come behind it, Lord, and testify that it's the truth. Lord, may you begin to make the hardest heart, Lord, begin to move towards you. Lord, the sickest body begin to be well. Lord God, this young man here that's having these nosebleeds and this sinus infection, may even now it stop. Lord, the healing virtues of Calvary flow through that body. Lord, we believe you to be the same today as you were yesterday. The same God with the living signs, living God, living signs, living wonders. Our God. God, we're so glad we can call you our God. That you're here for us in our time of need. You're here for us in our time of struggle. God, I preached your word this morning, what you laid on my heart, God. Told testimony after testimony. Lord, not bragging upon a man, but bragging upon you, Lord. Because you're the one that comes and you're the one that does the work, whether it be salvation or healing or deliverance, whatever it is, you're the one, Father. We're here to give glory and honor to you, Father. Now, God, may the Spirit of power come through this building, Lord. Begin to set every captive free. Lord, sickness can be healed in just a moment, Lord. Lord, the demons of depression can just lift away right now, Father. Spirits of hell that would try to halt and fear that would try to come. Lord, may the darkness of depression and fear be driven back, Lord. God, the chains of sin begin to break and fall on the hardest of hearts. Lord God, move in this congregation, we pray this morning. Granted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't you just lift your hands and give him praise for it right now? Just thank him this morning. Thank him. Just worship him while he's near. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. He's here this morning to meet your need. He's here to touch your body. He's here to minister to you. He's here to lift you up out of the shadows of whatever you may find yourself in. He's here to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. He's here to give you a refilling of the Holy Ghost. He's here to give you a renewing like an eagle that you can soar once again into the heavenlies. He's here to feed you, to strengthen you. He's here to give you what you have need of. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your. I give myself away. Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My heart, take. my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hand. Away, give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. Myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. Lord, I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. Lord, I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself. Myself away so you can use. I give myself away. I give myself away. You can
use. There's still power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Rising up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. Oh, He may not come when you want Him. He'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Children of Israel, trapped at the Red Sea, by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them. Pharaoh on their track, out of nowhere, God stepped in and cut a highway. Just like that.
Well, He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
I know He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
Oh, He may not come when you want Him to, but He'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God, yes, He is.
You can ask the 5,000 hungry souls He fed on the banks of that river with two fish and five loaves of bread. A miracle He performed. What He did.
Yes, He is. I know He's an
on-time God. Yes, He is. He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Listen to this verse.
The children of Israel trapped at the Red Sea.
Glory.
By that mean old Pharaoh.
Oh, yes.
And his army. They had water all around them. Pharaoh on their track. Out of nowhere, God stepped in and cut a highway just like that.
Well, He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
I know He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
Oh,
He may not come when you want Him to, but He'll be there
right on time.
He's an on-time God.
Yes, He is. I know He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
I said an on-time God. Yes, He is.
He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on.
Let's sing this little chorus this morning. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord? Has the Word of God been real? Praise the Lord. You know, really, here's what we need to do. If we're sick, if we've got lost children, grandchildren, loved ones, wife, husband, we need to start proclaiming we ain't leaving here without them. You and your children, God's give you your heritage. You believe that this morning? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Do you believe it with all your heart? Let's sing it just before we get ready to leave this morning. Certainly appreciate the word of the Lord. It has been so good. Amen. I know my God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. Once in a while, He's good all the time. Oh, I know my God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. Once in a while, He's good all the time. Oh, my God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. Once in a while, He's good all the time. Lord, we know our God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time.
Yes, He is.
God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. Once in a while, He's good all the time. Oh, I said, my God is good. I know He is. He's good all the time. Oh, God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. Once in a while, He's good all the time. Give Him a hand clap of praise this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have you enjoyed Brother Timothy Pruitt this weekend? Amen. Praise the Lord. Certainly appreciate what him minding the Lord this morning. That was just encouraging. God bless you. Hope you have a great, great week ahead of you. Remember the service Wednesday night. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Shake hands with somebody before you leave. Sing it as you go. God is good. And all the time. I believe it, don't you? I know my God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good once in a while. He's good all the time.